17, please.
Item number 17, from the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding public safety radio system migration, Project W0614, build out 10 sites to digital. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee received and placed the item on file by a vote of 7 ayes and 0 noes.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Chris Lindberg, Director of Information Management Services Division within the Department of Administrative Services. With me, I have Ms. Lori Pinella, who is Director of Governance within IMSD, and Hugh Morris as well. He's our one of his many duties is radio administrator and leading, very much heavily involved in and leading this effort, along with Ms. Pinella, on the replacement of the public safety radio system. Before you have an informational report. It details where we are with respect to the replacement of an aged and obsolete 800 megahertz VHF radio system that services the entire Milwaukee County. And we are replacing that with our intent is to replace that with a digital system. What I'm going to do is turn this over to Ms. Pinella now to provide the details, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Lori Pinella. We talked a little bit about this at the budget hearing, and we've also given an informational report before Judiciary Committee as well. Last time we reported before this committee was May of 2012, and we had asked permission to execute a memorandum of understanding with Waukesha to bring on a radio expert to help us do a design study and analysis of the best radio system for our community and to assist us in writing and administrating an RFP. We are now at the point where the RFP process has been complete and Motorola Solutions, Inc. has been selected as the successful proponent. IMSD will be bringing before this committee in the December cycle a contract that will outline the price, the terms, the conditions for the implementation of the new radio system. If the chair so pleases, I could take a pause and see if there are any questions, or I can go into greater detail on our more about what occurred over the RFP process and whatnot.
That's appropriate, Ms. Bonello. Any questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
I appreciate the fact that we got questions and answers. These are the kinds of things we've asked for before, you know, and I know the difficulty of, you know, and always about micromanaging versus getting information, and, you know, I talk to people on it, and I say, yes, sometimes maybe we, you know, maybe look deeper than maybe we can, especially if we don't have the expertise sometimes, but, you know, we're the ones who have to vote on the contract, so we need the information and need to understand as best as we can. So some of the questions I had last time on the state, and you answer those questions saying, well, it wasn't feasible for A, B, and C to join WISCOM, right? And then also the E.F. Johnson. So that's the kind of thing we need to see and to find out. And so I for one, just appreciate getting that. A lot of questions, you answer a lot of questions we might have. And you know what? And we're seeing, it's been shown today, unless we anticipate, and I don't pretend to have all the information here and to understand all the intricacies in many areas, especially in your area, as I've admitted before, okay? And but it sure helps to get some kind of idea and how you came to it and an explanation why you didn't go one way or another. We had some questions on this last time, too. So this is another thing I would make a compliment on, too, is that many times we ask for follow-ups, you know, from one, you know, I asked some of these questions last month, or the, you know, the WISCOM thing, for example, and, you know, it was explained then, and, you know, it's a good model to follow, and so I just want to express my appreciation on this, and I know we'll get the news next week on what it really costs and everything, but you vetted out the process, and Motorola's kind of been the one been in here for a while anyway. Is that true also?
Mr.
Your track
Chairman,
record on this?
Supervisors, Motorola has been our provider since 1995.
And, you know, good and bad sometimes, but you have justification for staying. I mean, I know it's in many contracts we look at, and, you know, if you're comfortable with people that we've worked with, that's, you know, that's a plus for them. But you don't want to become too comfortable, and that's why we RFP and you answer some other questions. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions? There was a... The motion.
Is that what you did,
Supervisor Lipscomb, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee? The motion was to receive and place on file. The vote was 7-0. As you recall.
It's already going to the board. I don't know that we even need to.
Yeah, we don't
need to.
It's done once. Yeah. Okay.
And we got this information.
Okay.